A word for you from Acts chapter 14, verse 14. But when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard this, they tore their clothes and ran in among the multitude, crying out. Well, what was the reason for them tearing their clothes? For Jews, if they tore their clothes, something had happened that must have been terribly blasphemous. And indeed it was. Paul and Barnabas were being worshipped by the people. God had used Paul to perform a wonderful miracle. God was working in revival power, and a man who was crippled from birth, who had never walked, was totally healed. And this crowd, fickle as they were, decided that Paul and Barnabas must be gods. They called Barnabas Zeus, and they called Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. A crowd like this is actually dangerous. And so Paul and Barnabas wanted nothing to do with this type of worship and the gifts that they were bringing, the crowds were bringing to them. So different from many people who falsely allow themselves to be called messiahs or whatever. We have some living in South Africa. We have recently the case in the DRC, in the Congo, in the West Congo. The BBC recently did a long article on a man who is called the Holy Spirit. And so the people there worship in the thousands and come and worship this man as the Holy Spirit. And he has a huge temple, and they bring gifts just like happened here in this revival, where Paul and Barnabas took the opposite reaction and they rejected all form of worship. That is why Paul continued to say in verse 15, we also are men with the same nature as you. In other words, we are sinful like you, but we've received grace, the same grace that is available to you. Verse 18, it says, and with these sayings, they could scarcely restrain the multitudes from sacrificing to them. Indeed, they almost failed, because they were being worshipped like gods, and Paul and Barnabas had to fiercely resist this. This crowd, though, was a dangerous one, as we will see next time.